This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. It's 7:53. I'm Kusu Chong, joined by Sharitz Abdullah, and it's time to look at some local news. Now, Sharitz, we often use the term B40 to describe poor or low-income households, but the Kasana Research Institute has suggested and released a report which suggests that we should rethink using such categories and instead propose that we should demarcate different categories of households by factoring location, household sizes and consumption levels.
Yeah, so because basically I think all these categories, B40, M20, T20, they are, you know, sometimes too narrow or I guess too wide and, you know, really fail to capture, you know, the certain nuances. For example, B40 lumps many households together and they are not homogeneous. And have different needs.
And this results in miscategorization, which then affects policy and makes it less accurate. So to join us and to talk for more on this issue, we've got Gregory Ho-Wai-Sun. He's the co-author of the report and the research associate at the KRI, or the Kasana Research Institute. Greg, this study suggests that categorizing people as B40 is sometimes inaccurate and can be too narrow or too wide. What are the other shortcomings of using B40, M40 and T20 as household income categories?
Hi, good morning. Well, for one, the use of the B40 demarcation doesn't account for the effect of different household sizes. Households earning a higher income might also have a higher number of dependents with which income has to be shared. So when we've adjusted for the effect of household size and we rank these households, we find that 20% of households in both the B40 and M40 group swap places. And this means that just by accounting for this effect, the B40 demarcation has an inclusion-exclusion error of about 20%.
So, Gregory, do you have an example for instances where public initiatives has been sort of poorly targeted because of this category?
So there are many initiatives which employ the B40 as a targeting mechanism, from your BRIM to the Bantuan Sara Hidup to My Salam or Pekerja B40. So our research indicates that households who were merely meeting basic needs were concentrated at the bottom 20%, while aspirational consumption is concentrated at the top. Now, when we think about these public initiatives, they can be broadly defined as either having the objective to alleviate poverty. This is where your direct cash handouts come into play. So in this case, we think that the B40 demarcation would overextend assistance to 20% of households who probably do not need them. However, if the goal is shared prosperity to raise standard of living, we think that the B40 demarcation would outright exclude 30% of households who are frankly quite similar to the B40. And that is what we mean by the B40 being both too narrow and too broad at the same time.
Craig, so try and make sense of this for me, because I'm a little bit confused by the complexity of your discussion. What kind of margin for error have we already been experiencing up until this date, until the omissions as you discussed in this report?
Well, in the 11th Malaysia Plan, the target is to double the mean income of the B40, right? If we look at the figures, frankly, we don't think that's going to happen. But even if it did, what does this mean in terms of standard of living? So our study really looks into integrating the income and consumption approach. So instead of just looking at the level of income each household make, we also look at what they consume on a day-to-day basis. We find that at the bottom 20%, households were just meeting basic needs, while at the top, households were able to exhibit aspirational consumption. And by aspirational, we mean that they are able to insulate themselves from adverse risks. They can invest in their own upward social mobility, while households in the middle are quite similar in the sense that they are merely living day to day, making trade-offs in their choice of consumption.
So, Greg, how do you suggest the new categories should be imposed, and how should policymakers respond to these new categories?
Okay, so based on our research, we think that a good way to demarcate households is to have the first category, B20, as households who are merely meeting basic needs. And then you have the top, the T30. These are the households who exhibit this aspirational consumption, while households in the middle, the M50, are really quite homogeneous in the sense that they make these trade-offs on a day-to-day basis.
So then how should policymakers dispense aid in specific terms rather than being in a way misdirected in the past?
Okay. So with these new categories, household demarcations have a meaning from a consumption perspective. So we think that a better target would be to reduce the proportion of households that are merely meeting basic needs from 20% to maybe 10% in the future. And to do that, you have two forms of policy. One policy would be to give direct social assistance, like what the government has been doing in terms of direct cash handouts. But the other is to is in terms of making access to things like education more accessible to the group in the middle.
All right, Greg, thanks so much for your time. That was Gregory Ho Wai Soon, the co-author of the report from Khazanah Research, and he's also a researcher institute at Khazanah Research Institute.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.